Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got people tuned in and locked in coast to coast, country to country. What's up, Canada? I appreciate you, too. I got a lot of listeners in Vancouver and Toronto. I appreciate you. Thank you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in for free on the Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's real simple, real easy, right? Done. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. We're about 24 hours away from game one of the NBA Finals. Yeah, we've talked about it. It's just been such a long layoff. There's been so much that's gone on as well. NFL contracts, Justin Jefferson. We talked about Deebo Samuel. He's like, yeah, they tried to trade me, but here I am at work. Even the Browns are getting attention. Their general manager and their head coach, they both got contract extensions. Whoop-de-doo, congrats to them. And then, of course, oh, yeah, I guess with no NBA basketball, the WNBA had to take over. Man, we got more. Hickey, there are more people talking about the WNBA than the NHL.
Because? Partly what you're looking for, the drama, intensity, the hatred.
Yeah. The NHL needs, they need more. How does the NHL inject more drama into the league? What do they do?
Ooh, maybe have a press conference that says, like, Connor McDavid stinks. He's not the best player in the league. He's overrated.
Oh, wow. Okay. We gonna find out sooner than later. They get started on Saturday. Wow, WNBA getting a lot of attention. And how could it not, right? And this is, trust me, this is all going to tie together with the top six list. I'm going to share that list with you momentarily. How could anybody top this when you got a rookie player who is just like Andrew Reese? Listen to this. You remember this from a couple days ago?
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball that you never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like, just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
Damn. A few inaccuracies there. I don't think the only reason that people are watching is because of one game between her and Caitlin Clark kind of trash talking. But anyway, it seems like she knows how to talk, whether or not what she says is fully accurate. I don't agree with it. But damn. Imagine if she actually had a foil who would talk trash back to her. Who's saying anything to her? Nobody. It's like, don't feed the trolls. It's like she wants to feed the trolls and then respond when they bite her back. It doesn't work that way. If you're going to talk trash, you got to be able to back it up. You got to have some substance there. You got to actually give it a full go. And so with all this damn talk this week, some of the backs and the fourths, it made my brain, like, it started working. It happens on occasion. My brain started working. And I said to myself, well, damn, she's talking a lot. You know, who are some other athletes that have done a lot of talking? Angel Reese might be, I don't know, the number one trash talker in women's sports. I don't know. We haven't had this yet. But I know in a general sense, we've had a lot of people do a lot of talking. We've had a lot of people come through and tell you what they were going to do before they did it. They insulted you. They lowered your confidence. They took your soul. They took a championship from you. And they made money while they were doing it. That's why I love sports. This ain't scripted. This is as real as it gets. And the trash talk, oh yeah, it can be for show. Sometimes the trash talk, it ain't no joke. And so as I do every single Wednesday, I'm bringing you a new top six list. And tonight, right now, I'm going to give you my top six list. Some of the biggest trash talkers that we've ever seen in sports. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And it's time to talk about some of the biggest trash talkers that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Who has the gift, the gab? Who can chat it up and then back it up at the same time? It's a top six list of trash talkers. It's a countdown, and we start with this number right here.
Number six.
Oh, this man is coaching at Colorado right now. Man, you would say that he might be out here trash talking his own college athletes. He trash talked some of them so bad when he showed up, he said, hey, go ahead and hit the transfer portal. And it's Deion Sanders. He's been talking for a very, very long time. Man, he's been talking since he got drafted by the Falcons. This man kept talking when he went to the Niners. He kept talking when he went to the Cowboys. He has talked perennially forever. I do remember when he was gone from the Falcons here, and he was with the 49ers, and he returned here to Atlanta in the Georgia Dome, and Deion Sanders was going to face off against his former teammate, Andre Rison. Well, Deion Sanders let everybody know from before the game and during the game and after the game whose house this still was. It was Deion's house. Listen to this, courtesy of CBS Sports.
Deion Sanders, who returns to Atlanta for the first time since signing with the 49ers. And, of course, he'll be looking at Mr. Rison today.
I mean, if it was possible, I would love for everyone else to get off the field so we could just go at it one-on-one. Yeah, I mean, I'm that kind of guy.
Well, if he want to go one-on-one, we can go one-on-one all day.
Hey!
I got one thing to say. This is my house. Woo! I built this, and this is my house. I don't care if I'm with the Falcons or not. This is my house, and this will always be my house.
Yeah, the 49ers won that game 42-3. And you heard the touchdown by Deion. Rison also only had 32 yards receiving. Oh, and that's not it for Deion. I told you this man, all he did is talk. I mean, when he was on the NFL Network, like Tony Romo made a joke about him never wanting to tackle. He was looking at Marcus Peters. He's like, hey, Marcus Peters, he doesn't tackle, you know, almost like Deion Sanders never tackled, even though he was a great player. Well, and Deion Sanders, even in retirement, went back at Romo. Damn.
Peters doesn't want to tackle. That's one of the things I'm telling you. He's really good out there at the corner off coverage, but in tackling?
Not his thing.
No, and he makes Deion Sanders look good at tackling sometimes.
See, Tony, I tried my best to take the high road, but I don't know the address to the high road. So I got to come at you, man. You 10 years as a starter, you're 2-4 in the playoffs. You ain't won nothing. I tried to bury the hatchet. Both of us worked for CBS. I went and shook your hand and said, Tony, you're doing a great job this year. I thought that would be it. But nevertheless, you keep on shooting at me. Tony, what's going on, man? I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy. Dak says hi. And bye. Tony, leave me alone, man. I got a lot of ammunition, man. How many interceptions? 19 in 2012? Come on, man. You threw to everybody but me. Tony, come on, man. You know you never won the big one. So stop, man. Leave me alone. I tried to take the high road, but I don't know the address.
Damn. Active player, retired coach. You want to talk about a trash talker? Oh, Deion Sanders. I got him at number 6 on the list. Well, who can possibly be higher on the list? What's the next number?
Number 5.
Oh, my God. I could do a whole show on this guy. One of the most vulgar, crass individuals that we've ever seen in the world of sports. He also happens to be the highest grossing MMA fighter of all time. His name is Conor McGregor. I can't even play half of the things that this man said. I am not even going to replay what I've told you before, what we've played here, where the man sat on the mat with a broken leg and basically insulted another man's wife in front of him with a broken leg. So instead, I'll take you back to 2016. This is a press conference for UFC 205. Conor McGregor ultimately went on and knocked out Eddie Alvarez. But during the press conference, Conor McGregor's like, hey, I got no challenges, not Eddie, not nobody here. And then Jeremy Stephens decided to chime in. And Conor McGregor, well, he decided to ask, well, just listen.
Conor, take a look around you. You got a lot of champions, a lot of grizzled vets. Who do you think would give you the hardest fight out of anybody on stage?
Right here, the hardest hitting 145 pound, the real hardest hitting 145er, right here. This guy TKOs people. When I knock people out, they don't f***ing move. Who the fuck is that guy? Who the f*** is that? You know damn well who I am.
Who the f*** is that?
Oh my God. I don't know, when I take that guy's belt.
Leprechaun.
Oh, good one. When I take that guy's belt, I'm looking around, I don't know what anyone else has for me around here. I might have to jump up and drag Floyd Mayweather out of bed and see what the f*** he's at again.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. That dude is, he's nuts for real. He might be fighting again. We don't know. UFC 303, we have no definitive word. But when he comes back, I don't know if he's going to win. It's been a while since he's done that convincingly. But we know he's going to talk. He knows how to sell tickets and pay-per-views. Good for him. You want to talk about a trash talker? I got Conor McGregor number 5 on my list. I can't even play 80% of what he says. And it's not because of the accent. If I got Conor McGregor at number 5, what's the next number?
Number 4.
The trash talk by this next man is legendary. They said he would walk into rooms and say, hey, who's going to come in second? They said that this man would walk onto a basketball court and tell you every single thing that he was going to do, and then he would do it. Not the fastest, not the tallest, not the biggest, not the strongest, but he was one of the best. It was Larry Bird. And you want to know one of the best defenders that the NBA has ever seen? His name is Gary Payton. And I want you to listen to Gary Payton sit down with, ironically, J.J. Redick and tell J.J. a story about how Larry Bird walked him through how he was going to beat him on a basketball court and did it.
J.J., he was cold, man. He'll tell you like this. He'll bend down, say soft to you. He's like, you know what? I don't know what you got for Christmas, but I know what I'm going to give you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you on this block. I'm going to dribble 2 times, and then I'm going to pull up in your face and the neck going to say, and then that your Christmas present for me. I was like, whoa, You cold down, my man. Yeah, he used to tell you where he gonna shoot it in your face and how you couldn't stop him and how you ain't no good to him. And I was like, whoa, man, that's just a little bit, that's disrespectful. And then it'll happen. That's the whole cold thing about it. Everybody used to say Larry Bird was slow and all that. Game. I mean, I don't care what nobody said. He had the ultimate game, and he used to do it. He used to back it up.
Hickey, it's crazy to think about Larry Bird talking trash to you, and then he would tell you the sound the net would make. Like, that's something different, man.
Next level and attention to detail, huh?
Yeah, right. How about that? That's some wicked stuff from Larry Bird. I got him at number four here on my list. To tell somebody what you were going to do and then go do it in such detail. Yes, that's sick. Larry Bird was a sick man. Also a three-time champ, a two-time finals MVP, and an MVP from 84 to 86. That's a bad dude who trash-talked his way into a lot. I got Larry Bird at number four, top six trash talkers. I don't even know what the hell to call this guy. What's the next number?
Number three.
I know this next guy's dealing with ulcers. I know this next dude is supposed to be fighting a man who's not really yet a legitimate fighter. But when he was in his prime, come on, he's one of the best heavyweight champs of all time. His name is Mike Tyson. Trash talk? Do I call it trash talk? I don't know what to call it. I would say it's fear-inducing. This is one of the most dangerous human beings. He scares to this day, right now, he scares people. Oh, my God. Look, anyway, it's Mike Tyson, all right? This is etched into my brain because I watched it live. This was Mike Tyson. Lou Savarese, he knocked him out in 38 seconds in Scotland. This was in the year 2000. And after the knockout, Mike Tyson was in the ring. And Mike Tyson, he was getting asked all of these questions on Showtime. I forget the guy's name, the same dude that tried to make Pete Rose admit to being a cheater. And Mike Tyson wasn't having any of it. He was praising God. And then he was threatening to eat a guy's kids. Listen to this.
Lennox, I'm coming for you.
Mike, is it frustrating to train like you did and then have
I didn't train for this fight. I only trained probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks for this fight. I had to bury my best friend, and I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Okay. And that was Jim Gray asking the questions. And Jim Gray now, you know, he hangs out with Tom Brady because what else is he going to do? Can anybody but Mike Tyson do that? Like, praise God, praise Allah, and then say, I'm going to eat somebody else's kids? By the way, Lennox Lewis didn't have kids at that time. And then about a couple of years after they actually fought and Lennox Lewis knocked out Mike Tyson. Be careful what you ask for, okay? But Mike Tyson, that was one of the most wicked things I ever heard a guy say. Any place. That's some real trash talk. I'm going to eat your kids? Whoa. Let's get away from Mike Tyson before he comes after me. Let's go to the next number. Who's a top six trash talker?
Number two.
Oh, come on. Michael Jordan? You've seen The Last Dance. Maybe you were alive when he played. And it wasn't so much that Mike was trash-talking you. You best just should shut up against Mike. Come on. Somebody who didn't know how to shut up himself was Reggie Miller. And he told a story to Jimmy Kimmel about a preseason game. Listen to this.
My rookie year, we were playing the Chicago Bulls. And this is Michael Jordan's third or fourth year in.
Okay.
And we were playing the next exhibition game in some obscure place. And most veterans do not like to play in exhibition games. They want to get to the real thing. I'm a wide-eyed, energetic rookie, and we're playing this exhibition game, and Michael's going through the motion, and Chuck Person, who's on my team, who's a trash talker as well, is like, can you believe Michael Jordan, the guy everyone's talking about, who's supposed to be able to walk on water? You're out here killing him, Rich. This is in the first half. He's like, you should be talking to him. He's like, you know, you're right. Michael, who do you think you are? The great Michael Jordan? That's right. There's a new kid on town, right? Kind of looks at me and starts shaking his head. So at half, I have 10, and he has 4 points, right? And I'm doing all this talking. He's like, okay. End of the game in the second half, he ended up with 44. And I ended up with 12. So he outscored me 40-2. And as he's walking off, he's like, be sure and be careful. You never talk to Black Jesus like that. Okay, I'm so sorry, Black Jesus.
Hey, he said he could walk on water, right? Michael Jordan said, yeah, I can. You better be careful. Watch your mouth. And that's from a guy who didn't shut up. I see Reggie Miller's been annoying people since the 80s. And how about this? Michael Jordan, we heard this in his own, you know, The Last Dance documentary. Michael Jordan was just minding his business in the locker room, chatting it up with his teammates. He had a cigar in his mouth. He had a baseball bat in his hands. And Michael Jordan wanted to pretty much give advice to when it was okay to talk trash. Listen to his advice.
I see if all that trash talking starts when it's 0-0 instead of 5-6 point lead. That's where it starts. That's the sign of a good man. If you can talk when it's even score, or talk when you're behind score, when you're ahead, it's easy to talk.
Okay, advice from Michael Jordan. Shut up. Yeah, don't talk the talk when you're leading. Talk the talk when you're losing. Tell me you're going to come back and talk the trash when it's even. Don't talk trash when you're ahead. I would say that that's JR wisdom, but that came from the mouth of Michael Jordan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm giving you a top six list of some of the biggest trash talkers the sports world has ever seen. I just gave you five. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who's number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, I got five on it. I've given you five of the top six trash talkers that we've seen in the world of sports. I'm about to share with you who I have at numero uno. Let me give you a quick recap. And why are we talking about trash talkers? Because we had a lot of trash being spoken all this week. The difference is a lot of it takes place on social media. A lot of it isn't said in front of somebody's face. So people want to run and hide, and they want to talk when it's convenient. They don't want to stand up when things get tough. And so today I'm giving you a top six list of some of the best trash talkers. At number six, I gave you Deion Sanders. At number five, I gave you Conor McGregor. At number four, I gave you Larry Legend, Larry Bird. And number three, Mike I want to eat your children, Tyson. I'm happy he's a little bit more mellow now, right? He's selling that THC and all that other stuff. Good for Mike Tyson. Hopefully no more ulcers. At number two, I gave you Michael Jordan. Leave him alone. Just don't say anything. Leave him alone. So if I got Michael Jordan at number two as my top trash talker, then that leaves us here.
Number one.
I feel like this man helped set the stage for a lot of these guys to talk trash. I think this man popularized talking trash and being a salesman and being a salesperson and being an entertainer. You want to talk about the top trash talker of all time? He happens to be the real greatest of all time. Forget all these stupid conversations about who's the GOAT. And number one, I got Muhammad Ali. Come on. Everybody gets a little bit of inspiration from somewhere, right? Muhammad Ali loved professional wrestling. He looked at somebody like Gorgeous George and said, man, I could sell fights like him. What? And Muhammad Ali took it to another level. And some of it got real nasty. Go ahead and ask Frazier. Some of it got nasty. Go ahead and ask George Foreman. Except for he went out there, especially in the case of Foreman. He backed it up. Okay? I could sit here forever. I can give you a top six. I can give you a top 20 of Ali poems and quotes and interviews and trash talk. But let's just go to 1974. As I told you about George Foreman, we all know the rope-a-dope, the rumble in the jungle. Well, Muhammad Ali, and what was pretty nuts, you might remember some of these poems. I want you to listen to this. This is Muhammad Ali. He's basically telling you, I'm going to show you how great I am. Listen.
Who knocks out everybody and no one can whoop him. That's when that little Cassius Clay from Louisville, Kentucky came up and stopped Sonny Liston, the man who annihilated Floyd Patterson twice. He was going to kill me. But he hit harder than George. His reach was longer than George. He's a better boxer than George. And I'm better now than I was when you saw that 22-year-old undeveloped kid running from Sonny Liston. I'm experienced now, professional. Jaw's been broke, been knocked down a couple of times. Bad. Been chopping trees. I done something new for this fight. I done wrestled with an alligator. That's right. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Bad dude.
Bad. Fast. Fast. Last night, I cut the light off my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
Incredible.
Fast.
Incredible.
And you, George Foreman, all of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali, he was picked as an underdog in that fight. And if there was any proclamation, I told you that the Muhammad Ali was going to tell you that he was the greatest. And I mean, all these years later, and God rest his soul, who's going to debate the fact? He's not here with us anymore. But if you needed a reminder, here's another one. He said he was going to retire George Foreman. And in the same breath, he was letting you know that I'm the greatest.
This man, I'm going to retire him. If you think I whoop Sonny Liston, you wait till I get George Foreman. He talks too much. He's ugly. He's pretending. I'm the true champion, and they make me the underdog. I'm going to show them all they're wrong because I'm the champion. I'm the real champion. There'll never be one like me. And all of you people in Britain who rank me as the greatest, I'm going to prove I'm the greatest. I'm going to prove to you I'm the greatest. We're going to prove to the world I'm the greatest. This is my last fight. I don't want none of you to miss it. So please come to the theaters. I'm going to eat some raw meat, and I'm going to train. I'm going to get ready and chop some old trees.
Oh! Listen, man. Everybody who tries to sell a fight, whether it's a Conor McGregor, a Floyd Mayweather, I mean, the guys now are just obnoxious. I couldn't even tell you. Gervonta Davis, he was selling fights. Adrian Braun, look, everybody. Dwayne The Rock Johnson isn't a real fighter. Looked up to the greatest. You want to talk about the top trash talker of all time? Number one on my list is Muhammad Ali. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list of some of the biggest trash talkers that we've ever seen in sports. I gave you Deion Sanders at six. Gave you Conor McGregor at five. Larry Bird at four. Mike Tyson at three. I'm going to eat your children. Michael Jordan at number two. Muhammad Ali, numero uno, number one, the greatest. I'm going to take your calls on the other side, 855-212-4227. Who are some of the other great trash talkers? Who are some guys who went out there and talked trash, and then they were able to back it up? It's as simple as that. Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler. I talk to super producer and host here, Ryan Hickey, get his thoughts on a trash talker. That's what we do. We get paid to talk. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It is Wednesday. What I do on Wednesday is bring you another top six list. Today was no different. Today we talked about some of the best trashed talkers that the sports world has ever seen. And I'm talking about people who can talk trash and then go out there and back it up, not people running and hiding. Yeah, let me give you a recap. At number six, I gave you Deion Sanders. At number five, I gave you Conor McGregor. At number four, I gave you Larry Bird. At number three, I gave you Mike Tyson. At number two, I gave you Michael Jordan. And at number one on my list, the all-time trash talker, it was Muhammad Ali. If you missed the segment, if you missed all the wonderful audio that we played, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You know, another element that I really appreciate about Muhammad Ali and his trash talk, it is so easy nowadays. So easy. Because nobody has a filter and everything is uncensored. Everything, everybody wants it raw. Muhammad Ali wasn't out there spewing vulgarities. Muhammad Ali didn't have to, and yes, he went through a religious conversion, going from Cassius Clay and into Muhammad Ali. He didn't MF this and screw that. He just shot you straight. He was entertaining. To be honest, I think a lot of it, take it from a guy who talks for a living. Trust me, I don't, when I'm not on air, I don't got the cleanest mouth. I got a potty mouth. But the fact is, I think in a lot of cases, vulgarities and a lot of times can show, hey, well, do you need to rely on it? Are you using vulgarities for emphasis? Is that all you know? Do you need to use these words? I think there are better things to say. Nowadays, everybody with a podcast, everybody online just cursing around like a sailor. My point is, if you're going to curse, make it count for something, right? I'm swinging around all over the damn place. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When I talk about trash talkers, who comes to your mind? Kelly is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kelly?
What's up, JR, man? Love your show all the time. Just wanted to tell you, you did great. Top six, can't agree. I can't disagree with you more. But number seven, going to have to give it to Bill Romanowski.
Okay. I would say dirty and cheater, but go ahead. Explain.
He was, but he talked a lot of stuff.
Come on now. How the hell could he just, oh, my God, how did he just, did I set myself up for that one? I must have set myself up for it. Hickey, I set myself up. What are the odds? Like, well, high or low?
For this topic, maybe higher than normal, we'll say.
I just said, I find it so, I basically said you can do better than just throwing around vulgarities. And then the guy accidentally drops a dirty word. Come on now. Do better. Be like, how about this? Be more like Muhammad Ali and less like Conor McGregor. Okay? Conor McGregor is like, oh, yeah, I wish I could be Muhammad Ali. Come on. Do better. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We're talking about trash talkers. Jeff is calling from Wichita. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, man. I got three, and I don't know if they're going to be number one, but...
Wait. Hold on. What do you mean you don't know if they're going to be number one? What does that mean?
Well, Muhammad Ali, Jordan and Bird are my top three. Mike Tyson, love him, but he's not in my top five. The three I was going to throw out was Ray Lewis, Mike Singletary, and Dick Butkus.
Did you play linebacker in high school?
No, man, I played tight end. But I know, okay. I know I picked three linebackers, but felt like all of them backed it up. We're going to be here all day, baby. Mike Singletary, I think one of the greatest cuts ever. NFL Films started every one of them. Loved it. And I just always thought those guys laid the wood, talked a bunch of trash, and also lived up to everything they said, everything they said.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jeff, for calling from Wichita. I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Have a good one.
No problem. Also, pretty wild. You talk about Mike Singletary. I will never forget that story about how when he became a head coach and he was in charge of the Niners, that Mike Singletary, he dropped his pants and showed his backside to kind of inspire the squad. I mean, what? Is that trash talking? Is that inspiring? I don't know. I don't know if I want to see my coach's ass to inspire me. Okay. All right. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Fred is calling from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Fred?
Ain't much, JR. Hey, yeah, man, John McEnroe is the man. He'll tell you just like it is. You couldn't do nothing but accept it.
Yeah. Now, would you say he was more of a trash talker or a complainer?
Well, he was a trash talker along with a comedian, too. He knew some of them was out, but he had to give you a laugh about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what has made him an excellent broadcaster as well for tennis, a great ambassador. That's a good point, Fred.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling from Birmingham, my next-door neighbor. Appreciate you. No doubt about it. 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from Baltimore. Mike, when I say trash talker, you say?
Hey, JR, how you doing, my man?
I'm very well.
Hey, you know, I agree with your list wholeheartedly, but one of the commentators on the list I think could have been on there, and that was Gary Payton, and I heard he talked to me in game two, man.
Oh, he did? The glove. You know what?
I
thought about having Gary Payton on this list. It was too easy to put Gary on the list. It was too easy. It was too easy. You know what?
Yeah.
We'll have I used to work with Gary Payton. One day we'll get Gary Payton on the air, okay? And then you can hear him talk trash to me. Would you like that?
Oh, that'd be great, man.
I heard
his son is just the opposite. His son is soft-spoken, isn't he, Gary Payton Jr.?
Yeah, he don't bother nobody. I mean, look, Mike, that's most of these guys in the NBA. They don't do nothing. I mean, you could probably count on your fingers the amount of NBA players that actually are about something. Come on now.
Right.
Listen, let's put it this way, Mike. Gary Payton and Gary Payton's son, they grew up in very different ways, okay?
Right, right.
I'll put it to you that way. Mike, thank you for calling from Baltimore,
okay,
man.
Yeah.
No problem. Appreciate you. Listen, I love Gary Payton. And Gary Payton loves the San Francisco 49ers. You didn't know Gary Payton's from Oakland. Gary Payton is not a joke, okay? You sit down and you talk with Gary Payton, you feel like you are talking to your best friend down the block. Gary Payton pulls no punches about anything. 855-212-4227. Rafael is calling from California. When I say trash talkers, Rafael, you say?
I said Gary Payton, but they beat me to it, and The Rock. Fictional character, but, man, it entertained for quite a few years there.
Yeah, well, The Rock got it from, Muhammad Ali. I mean, you got the windows down?
No, I'm commuting, man. I got an hour drive home, and I just get on the call with you, man. I love your show too, man.
Well, thank you. Well, what's the favorite thing that The Rock says? What's your favorite insult?
Man, I mean, does it really matter?
No, it doesn't matter what you think,
Rafael.
Then,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, damn. You got to work on your comedic timing, Rafael. Okay.
All right, man. You take care. Nice.
Wait, hold on, Rafael. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you repeat your name?
Rafael?
It doesn't matter what your name. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't. And it was another terrible joke back to him. I couldn't help myself. Hickey, why did he even do that? Why did he say that? How could he say that to me?
That's messed up.
What I did or what he did?
What he did. Started it.
Wait, did he try to get me first?
Yeah.
He did? He tried?
I think he tried.
I thought I tried to get him.
I think he started it, you finished it.
Well, yeah. I that's what happens when it's your show. You got the buttons in front of you. Yeah, do whatever I want. I didn't think that we'd get The Rock named here as a trash talker, but that goes to show how amazing he was, right? I mean, it's The Rock. If you smell what The Rock is cooking. And now I see he's going to play an MMA fighter. Yeah, The Rock is pretty entertaining. I haven't seen not one Rock movie. Hickey, you probably seen a Rock movie. I haven't seen one.
What is that? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I've never seen him. Have you seen a movie with The Rock in it?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, I've never seen none. I saw him fight a volcano. I saw him fight a giant monkey or ape, whatever it is. I never saw a Scorpion King. I've never saw a Tooth Fairy. Fast and the Furious, I've never seen not one of those movies. I've never seen The Rock act in a film. Never, ever. Ever.
And you say I'm uncultured.
Have you seen The Rock in a movie? You say no.
No.
I know him from, NFL or UFL, XFL, and wrestling. That's it. I say trash talker, you say who? Muhammad Ali is my number one. I'll take more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order. Order now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.